USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Much of the nation gripped by an Arctic blast that's bringing sub-zero temperatures and wind chills across well over a dozen U.S. states, including in North Texas and in Iowa, where much-anticipated Republican presidential caucuses are happening today and could be affected.
Because of all the snow in Iowa and freezing temperatures, former President Trump putting out a video message to his supporters.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
Vivek Ramaswamy having to abandon his campaign bus due to bad road conditions. Nikki Haley still trying to meet as many voters as she can despite the freeze.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis shaking as many hands as possible in the state.
I was shocked at how many people were willing to come, given how much snow is on the ground, but I'm going to use every minute I can to be able to win votes.
The latest Suffolk University poll has former President Trump ahead in Iowa with 54% of the vote, Nikki Haley in second place at 20%, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
USA's Laura Winters reporting. The frigid weather's already having a significant impact on air travel. According to FlightAware, there have been over 1,400 flight cancellations and over 300 flight delays within into or out of the U.S. so far today. A principal who wounded during an active shooter incident at a high school in Iowa this month has died. The news surfaced in an update posted to a GoFundMe page set up to help Dan Marburger with medical expenses. Post said the Perry High School principal died Sunday morning about 8 a.m. Central Time. On a much lighter note, entertainment award season continues tonight with the 75th Annual Emmy Awards. The primetime Emmys will air on Fox and be hosted by Anthony Anderson from the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. Broadcast time, 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The White House reportedly speaking to Israel about entering a new, more surgical phase of their military attack against Hamas.
More targeted, more precise raids, less airstrikes. We believe it's time to make that transition, and we have had that conversation with them.
It's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby speaking on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said over the weekend there will be no end to the IDF's operation until Hamas is destroyed. It's been 100 days since war began in Gaza. In Washington, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson speaking out in support of the $1.6 trillion spending deal he made with Senate Democrats. The new speaker is getting pressure from conservative lawmakers in the House to renegotiate. But Johnson says,
our top line agreement remains. We are getting our next steps together.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are facing another looming partial government shutdown deadline on January 19th. A principal who was wounded during an active shooter incident at a high school in Iowa this month has died. The news surfaced in an update posted to a GoFundMe page set up to help Dan Marburger with medical expenses. The post said the Perry High School principal died Sunday morning. Marburger had been the principal at the Des Moines area school for almost 30 years. The school shooting also claimed the life of a sixth grader and left five others hurt. And seasonal stage and television actress renowned for her portrayal of Trixie Norton on The Honeymooners, Joyce Randolph, has passed away at the age of 99. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Well, looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.